Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We give you the glory and the praise. And everybody says, Amen. Thank you, Lord, for another opportunity in the house of the Lord. We love your name. We worship you. We glorify you, Lord. Now, open our hearts, Lord. Let your word be inscribed in our hearts. And give every one of us, O Lord, a perfect heart in cleaving to the commandments of the Lord. We give you the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says,
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, next week, don't forget, we're going to have a special on Friday, by the grace of God, a special deliverance service for our consecration service Friday night. We're going to have a miracle service. And also on Sunday, so you don't want to miss that. And we will be seeking the Lord. And, the pastors will be consecrating themselves and getting ready for that. And so we know it's going to be a great time. Praise the Lord. But today, here's what we want to talk about. I want to talk about this subject here of disobedience and obedience. Now, one of the reasons why the Lord has been bringing, you know, these kinds of messages to my heart is because I've been seeking the Lord and saying, Lord, you know, we want to make sure that our lives are perfect and blameless, without spot and without blemish. Amen? Because that's what the Lord is looking for. He is looking and he's coming for a church that is without blemish and that is without spot. And that is also without wrinkle. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, I want to let you know that disobedience through the whole world, the entire human race, off the track of what God originally purposed for mankind. Disobedience. As a matter of fact, the Bible tells us that by the disobedience of one man, unrighteousness and sin pass upon the whole creation. And death also because of that. Disobedience. You know, that's the first thing that man did wrong, was to disobey the commandment of the Lord. You know, and just look at all the trouble that the whole world is in today because of disobedience. You know, so I'm going to be talking about that. And I want to share some stories with us in the Bible. And also, I'm going to be talking about disobedience. I mean, obedience on the other hand as well. So there's disobedience on one hand, you know, what trouble that gets you into and so forth. And also the obedience. And I'm going to be talking about the fruits of disobedience. In other words, the reward of disobedience as well as the reward of obedience. Not only in this world, but also the eternal consequences of both. Amen? Are you still with me, folks? That's right. So let's start here. There's a story here in 1 Samuel. Turn with me, 1 Samuel chapter 15. And after I read this story, I'm going to read some scriptures to you, what God commands. So let's start here, 1 Samuel chapter 15. Let me start at about verse 18. Now, the story here, the background for this story, of course, the Lord had given commandment, you know, to Saul, you know, when they go up against, you know, the gates of their enemies, to utterly destroy them and so forth. But, you know, that's not exactly what happened. So, I don't want to go too much into that particular story because I have a lot more to say here. But let me read here from when the Lord also sent sent the prophet to speak to him because he wouldn't do exactly what the Lord had said. So the prophet Samuel came and spoke to King Saul. Listen to this, verse 18 of 1 Samuel 15. And the Lord had sent thee on a journey and said, go and utterly destroy the sinners of the Amalekites and fight against them until they be consumed. Now that's what the Lord said to him. Wherefore then didst thou not obey the voice of the Lord, but didst fly upon the spoil and didst evil in the sight of the Lord? You know, so Saul did not do exactly as the Lord commanded. You know, but Saul thought he did what the Lord commanded. And he said, well, Saul said unto Samuel, yea, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord, and I have gone the way which the Lord sent me, and I have brought Agag, you know, the king of Amalek, and I have utterly destroyed the Amalekites, and so forth. But the people, so he put the blame on the people. Verse 21, he said, but the people took the spoil, the sheep, the oxen, and the chief of the things which, you know, should have been utterly destroyed in sacrifice unto the Lord. You know, they did all that to sacrifice it unto the Lord their God in Gilgal. So Saul blamed the transgression of disobedience on the people. Just like Adam blamed the transgression of disobedience on Eve. And Eve blamed the transgression of disobedience on the serpent. You know, I mean, why are people always trying to do that? You know, when they disobey the voice of the Lord, then they try to blame it on somebody else. You know, so, well, Samuel didn't let him get away with it, neither did the Lord. So Samuel said to him, verse 22, had the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. Folks, let me put it to you this way. If you can obey the Lord, the form of sound doctrine from the bottom of your heart, and obey all the commandments of, if you have it in your heart to obey the Lord and do according to all that he commands, then you can stand before the Lord. But if you don't, you know, I mean, you've heard so many commandments in the Bible concerning even when God brought out the children of Israel. He gave them the commandments, the so-called Ten Commandments, but there are even many more statutes and so forth. But it all comes down to one thing. Obey the voice of the Lord. Amen. That's what it all comes down to. If you obey anything that the Lord said, then you will obey all the Ten Commandments or whatever else there is. You know, if you obey anything that the Lord said, then you will obey everything that he said. So, but if you don't, then the wrath of God, the Bible says, is upon the children of disobedience. So, here's what, again, Samuel told King Saul in verse 23 of 1 Samuel 15. For rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft. Now, I want to let you know that Samuel, speaking by the Spirit of God here, equates disobedience to rebellion. And also equates that to the sin of witchcraft. So disobedience is rebellion against the Lord. Because the Lord point blank put down the instruction, but they did the opposite. You know, so that's disobedience, but it's also called rebellion. And the Lord said rebellion is like the sin of witchcraft. And stubbornness is as the iniquity and idolatry. And he said, because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he also has rejected thee from being king. Now that's how serious this disobedience can be. You know, because Adam and Eve rejected the word of the Lord. See, the Lord also rejected them and drove them out of the Garden of Eden. And they brought all the sin and the wrath of God upon the whole human race until the seed of the woman came under the gospel. Amen. Amen, people. But we see today that the same thing is come upon us. We are faced with a decision every day to obey and to hearken, or to disobey and not to hearken to the voice of the Lord. Now, let me tell you right away that the Bible says, I'm going to begin to break it down now, the fruits of disobedience and the rewards that come with that. You know, so the first thing that we see is that the Bible says that the wrath of God comes upon the children of disobedience. Now turn with me to Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 6. In Ephesians chapter 5 verse 6, and also Colossians chapter 3 verse 6, it says the same thing. Basically, that because of all the things that the children of disobedience are doing, the wrath of God is upon them. Now, you might look at it, you might translate that this way. Disobedience brings the wrath of God. That's the bottom line. Especially when we disobey the word of the Lord. You know, the word of the Lord. Now, nobody is going to get away with that. I can promise you that. If you disobey the word of the Lord, because Jesus said it himself. You know, said, well, I don't judge any man, but there is one that judges. The word that I have spoken unto you, it will judge on the last day. I'm going to tell you another story at the end. You'll see how that works. Okay, so we also see that in Colossians chapter 3, verse 6, that the wrath of God is on the children of disobedience. So I want you to keep that in mind. If we don't want the wrath of God upon our lives, then we better not be living a life of disobedience. Amen? Now, turn to Colossians chapter 3, verse 6. I want to make sure that people read the scriptures. And can you put that scripture up? Ephesians 5, 6 was put up, but I also want Colossians 3, 6. I want to make sure that people are reading these scriptures. When we do things that are not pleasing unto the Lord, the wrath of God comes upon the children of disobedience. So I want you to see these things in the scriptures. Now, let me bring to your attention some things that the Lord promised for the people that obey, and some things that will come upon people that disobey. It goes both ways. Now, whereas I will talk about the spirit of disobedience and where that leads people, I'm going to focus today on the blessings of obedience. Amen? You know, if you obey the Lord from all of your heart, there's tremendous blessing that can follow. But if you don't, well, I'm going to tell you the other side as well. You know, so I'm going to give you many scriptures here that I will read through quickly. This is a different kind of message today. So I'm going to preach it and I'm just take it slow. Make sure you understand this, because this is very important. Because God is going to hold everybody accountable to this obedience after you hear this. Well, you've always been accountable, even if you didn't know it. But today, since you are hearing it, you won't have any excuse. You know, so let's go to, we're going to see both ways. We're going to see the disobedience. We're also going to see the obedience. Now, if you obey the Lord, of course, you know, now there are many blessings. Now, many people don't know this. And I've actually heard some people think otherwise. You know, many people don't know this, but that every promise of God, and everything that God wants to do for you is tied to some obedience. Most of the time, just about every promise that God gives to us in our personal lives to enjoy benefits. Now, not the things that have to do with his eternal purpose. The eternal purpose of God, you know, that's in his hands. But the things that benefits that we receive in our lives, most of those things are tied to some obedience or something. I mean, Jesus would say something like in John chapter 15 and verse 7. That word if means that there is a condition to it. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you. John 15, 7. Can you put that scripture up? If you abide in me and my words abide in you, then ye shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. So, there is already a condition right there. Now, for these words to abide in you also means that you are obeying those words. Because if you are not obeying those words, then those words are not abiding in you. Now, most of the promises of God that he promises for obedience, you know, I mean, when you read it, you'll have to see that God is saying, if you do this, then I will do this. So let me read some of them to you. Deuteronomy chapter 5. Now, this thing is throughout the scriptures. If I would stand here and read all the places where God commanded the children of Israel, and also in the New Testament where he commanded us of all obedience and so forth, I mean, it would take me 3 hours just to read through all the scriptures. You know, but I just picked out a handful this morning just to highlight the points. Now, Deuteronomy chapter 5. And I will read, as I go through this, I will be pointing out scriptures that have to do with obedience and those that have to do also with disobedience. Now, in this one here, in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 32. If you observe, he says, ye shall observe to do therefore as the Lord your God has commanded you. Now, that's obedience. Ye shall not turn aside to the right or to the left. And ye shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God has commanded you. Why? So that ye may live, and so that it may be well with you, and that ye may prolong your days in the land which ye shall possess. Now, some people wonder why things are not well with them. Well, perhaps you are not obeying the voice of the Lord. Perhaps you are not walking in his ways. Perhaps you are not keeping his statutes. You know, and at the end of this message, you're going to hear something very sobering that the Lord revealed to me, and I will be sharing that with you. Now, but I want to just lay a background with these scriptures so that you will see how important it is, you know, to obey the Lord. All these promises come with obedience, and there is tremendous consequences that come along with the disobedience as well, even as we saw all the way from the Garden of Eden. Now, in the book of Exodus chapter 15 and verse 26, most people quote this scripture when they are talking about God's ability to heal our sickness and disease. But they forget that that's not all that this verse talks about. So I want to read all the things that this verse talks about. There are four different elements that he lays out in this verse before he even talks about, you know, and you know, talks about the ability of the Lord to heal you. Now, this is Exodus 15 and 26. And he said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God. That's the first thing. And if thou wilt do that which is right in his sight. That's the second thing. Now, that's doing what is right in the sight of the Lord. Not what is right according to the culture. Amen?
Amen,
amen, folks?
Amen.
That's not what is right according to the culture or what is right according to what you see on television, you young folks. This is what is right according to the sight of the Lord. This is what is right in the sight of the Lord. So you must hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord. That's number one. You must do that which is right in the sight of the Lord. That's number two. You must give ear to his commandments. That's number three. And then you must keep all of his statutes. So this great if statement has these four components to it. Before he comes down to say, well, if you do all those things, you know, then I will not put any diseases of you upon you that I put on the Egyptians, because I am the Lord that healeth thee. And everybody enjoys that part, that I am the Lord that healeth thee. I mean, everybody loves that. When we preach on healing, we use these verses and so forth. And everybody loves to hear that. But I tell you something, this I am the Lord that healeth thee does not come without a condition. I am the Lord that killeth thee comes with diligently hearkening to the voice of the Lord.
Amen.
It also comes with doing that which is right in the sight of the Lord. Then it comes with keeping his commandments and walking in all of his statutes. You cannot just grab at the promise when you have not kept the conditions. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So that's one thing I want you to bear in mind. Now, like I said, many scriptures, but I will just skip through a few of them so we don't stay too long. Now, let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 10. And I want to read, starting at verse 12. I'll just read two verses there in Deuteronomy chapter 10. Now, here again is something that the Lord wants us to know. How important it is for us to walk in his ways. I hope everybody's listening to this message and to do that which is right in the eyes of the Lord. Deuteronomy 10 and verse 12. Now, Israel, what doth the Lord, Israel, GMI Church, put your name there. What does the Lord thy God require of thee? What is it? This is the summary of what God requires of thee. But for you to fear the Lord and to walk in all his ways, you cannot choose the ones that you want to obey. Are you still with me, folks? You cannot choose. Jesus said, ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. Jesus speaks, he commands, and we do. End of story. There is no debate. Amen. There's no debate. You know, so this is it. He said, this is what God wants of you, for you to fear the Lord, thy God, to walk all in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul. And then listen to the next verse. Why? You know, he said, when you keep the commandments of the Lord and all his statutes which are commanded this day, it is for thy good. So all of these things is for thy good. And that is your good, not only here on earth, but also eternally. Because if you don't keep the word of the Lord, no, you won't enjoy the blessings that come with keeping the word of the Lord here on earth. And also, you're going to find out, you know, towards the end of this message, what happens to people that don't keep the word of the Lord and so forth. So, you know, that's one thing that the Lord commanded us. Now, turn to the next chapter, Deuteronomy 11, and let me read verses 27 and 28. Well, I'll start at verse 26. Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. A blessing, if ye obey the commandments of the Lord, your God, which I command you this day. And he said, well, and a curse, if you will not obey the commandments of the Lord. But if you turn aside out of the way which I command you this day to go after other gods or whatever, you know, anytime we go away from the commandments of the Lord, you know, that is disobedience, and it's even rebellion. It's just as the sin of witchcraft, you know, and so on. Now, listen to this. In the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 12, these are the things that God commands us to do, and this is what God wants of us. You know, we're breaking it down and keeping it simple. Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13 says, well, let us hear the summary of the whole matter, the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments. This is the conclusion of the whole matter from Genesis to Revelation. Fear God and keep his commandments. You know, that's what he said. For this is the whole duty of man. To fear God and keep his commandments. That's the whole duty of man. Now let me read to you some things that God promises when we keep his commandments. You know, now, there are many promises in the Bible that are point blank linked with some conditions, just like I've already pointed out. But then there's also a general exhortation from the Lord that if you walk in my ways and keep my commandments, these are the kinds of things you will enjoy. But if you don't keep my commandments, these are the things that will befall you. And this is not just Old Testament stuff. It is, thus saith the word of the living God, forever thy word is settled in heaven. Amen. What if God said it then, it is still valid today and forever. Because his word is forever settled in heaven. Now listen to this in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 28. And I know that a lot of people have used these verses, Deuteronomy 28 verses 1 to 14. We use them when we want to claim the blessings of the Lord. We use them to say that we will be above only and not beneath. We use them to say that the Lord is going to make us the head and the tail. I mean, not the tail. We use them to say that the Lord is going to open to us his peculiar treasure. We use all these blessings of the Lord. But I tell you that this thing is a double-edged sword. You know, it's not just one way. You know, if you do all these things, if you keep his commandments, obey his voice, follow his statutes, walk in his ways, then you have all the blessings. But if you don't, then he said, I laid before you a blessing and a curse. The Lord have mercy upon us. Amen. Now listen to Deuteronomy chapter 28. He has all the blessings if you keep his commandments. You know, you can read the first 14 verses of that chapter. And then after that, you can read all the various, you know, judgments of the Lord that come upon people that do not walk in his ways. Now let's look at the good news first. And it shall come to pass that if thou shalt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. Can you say amen? That's a good promise. And all these blessings shall come upon thee and shall overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God. He said, blessed shalt thou be in the city. If you believe that, you can say amen. And blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body. And blessed shall be the fruit of thy ground. And even the fruit of, you know, thy cattle, the increase of thy kind, and thy flocks, and thy sheep. Amen. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Hallelujah. Basket means provision for today. Store means provision for the future. Hallelujah. When you obey the voice of the Lord, he takes care of everything. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You will be blessed when thou comest in, and when thou goest out, you say you will be blessed. The Lord will cause your enemies that rise up against you to be smitten before your face. They shall come up against you one way, and they shall flee seven ways. The Lord shall command. Now that's the Lord himself. We command that blessing. Hallelujah. When you are obedient and you are following the voice of the Lord, the Lord will command a blessing upon thy storehouses. You know, and everything that you set your hand upon. Can you say amen? Now you ought to look at your life and see whether your life is fruitful in these blessings. And then see whether, you know, if your life is not fruitful in these blessings, see and observe whether you are actually obeying the voice of the Lord and whether you are keeping all of his commandments. Amen. Because the Lord is faithful. If you do your part, his own is guaranteed. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. All that you set your hand to do, he said, he shall bless thee in the land that the Lord give you. He said, the Lord shall establish you as a holy people. The Lord will, you know, do all these things if you walk in his commandments and in his ways. And now all the people of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord. They will even be afraid of you. He said, the Lord will make you plenteous in goods. That's verse 11. And the fruit of your body, the fruit of everything, the Lord will just bless. Amen. The Lord will open unto you, verse 12, his good treasure. Hallelujah. The heavens. You know, he said, the Lord will open windows in heaven, pour you a blessing and so forth like that, if you obey the voice of the Lord. And he said, the Lord shall make you the head. Oh, I love this. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Well, I don't know about you, but I thank God for the grace of God in my life. I have never been the tail. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Head always. Praise the name of the Lord. And you can be the head. All you have to do is obey the voice of the Lord. Keep his commandments. Keep his statutes. And it shall be well with thee. Amen. Amen. He will make you to be above only, and never beneath. He will make you, you know, he said, look, if you hearken to the commandments of the Lord, which I commanded this day to observe and to do them, he said, look, and if you don't turn to the left or the right and so on, he said, the Lord's going to bring all these blessings and they shall overtake you. Amen. But verses 15, you know, for the next 13 or 14 verses after that, shows all of the evil that comes upon people that disobey the voice of the Lord and do not walk in his ways. Now, you know, that's the bad news. The good news is what I read to you first. I like good news first. God himself, he gave good news first. When he talked to Moses in Exodus 34, where Moses said, show me your glory. And the Lord said, well, I'm going to pass by you and proclaim the name of the Lord. And when the Lord passed by him, he proclaimed the good news first. He said, the Lord God, abundant in mercy and goodness and so forth. And he said, keeping, you know, covenant and mercy to those that love him to 1,000 generations. And he gave all of the merciful and gracious. He gave all the good news and all the good things about the Lord first. And if you accept the goodness and the mercy of the Lord by following his ways, then you will not have to deal with the severity of the Lord. But after that, he said, well, and the Lord will by no means clear the guilty. God is a righteous God. He will not clear the guilty, and he will deal with those that, you know, provoke the Lord to his face. How do you provoke the Lord to his face? By disobeying the word of the Lord. It's like rebellion. Now, it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, verse 15, to do all his commandments and statutes which I come upon you this day, that I command you, he said, cursed shall thou be. I don't even want to read any of that. You know, because he brought all these curses. He said, in the city, and he turned around every single promise that he already gave in the first previous 14 verses. Everything that he said would be good, he turned it around and said it would be evil. Whereas he said, when you go out, you'll be blessed. In this one, he said, when you go out, you'll be cursed. Whereas he said, the Lord will bless your storehouse. In this one, he said, the Lord will put a curse on your storehouse. Now, that's a dangerous place to be, folks. That is a dangerous place to be. For the Lord to bring all these curses upon people that are not obeying the voice of the Lord and following his commandments and doing according to the word of the Lord. And he goes on and goes on and so forth. And he even said, look, your sons and your daughters shall be given to another people. And all of this thing, you don't even want any part of that. Amen? Amen, folks? We don't want any part of the wrath of God that comes upon the children of disobedience. That's all laid out in this chapter, in the latter half of it. So you don't want any part of that. We want to obey the voice of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. The Bible says that there are many other benefits, you know, of even obeying the voice, from obeying the voice of the Lord. In Acts chapter 5, verse 32, we are told that even the Holy Ghost is given to them that obey him. Are you still with me, folks? That's Acts chapter 5, verse 32. He said, we are his witnesses of these things, and so also is the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them that obey him. So even the Holy Ghost is given to people that obey the Lord. Everything about God has to do with obeying the Lord. God says and you do. End of story. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Don't learn any philosophy or anything and try to argue the word of God. You are finished. Because you are, the Bible says the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing before him. They are taken up as the dust. You know, and so forth, you know, among the house. That, you know, so who are you that you should even argue the word of the Lord? God does. He said, this is the man to whom I will look. He that trembles at my word. He that is contrite in spirit and trembles at the word of the Lord. When you hear the word of the Lord, when you fall on your face and say, Lord, that is your word. That is the person that God is looking for. Amen. But some people hear the word of the Lord, enters one ear, goes out the other. They couldn't care less. Well, those are sons of Belial, say the Lord. That's exactly right. If you hear the word of the Lord, it goes in one ear, it goes out the other ear. The Lord said those are sons of Belial. And you don't want to be a son of Belial. You want to be a son of God. Amen. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Now, you know, many things that the Lord promised for us here on earth and afterward. You know, and let me tell you something too. Some people say, well, you know, it's what's in the heart and so forth. Forget all that. The Bible says, by their fruit you shall know them. You are not defined by what you claim to believe. You are defined by what you do. Let me say that again. Most people claim a lot of things. Some people say we are children of Abraham. We are this, we are that. God said, forget that nonsense. God can raise up stones. It's not what you claim, it's what you do. Hallelujah. You say, well, it's what's in the heart. Jesus said, what is in the heart? Out of the heart comes disobedience. Out of the heart comes rebellion. Out of the heart comes fornication, adultery, and homosexuality, and all this evil. It comes right from the heart. So don't ever say, well, you know, one day I was talking to somebody, said, well, I'll go with my heart. Actually, I was talking to somebody during this week. She said, well, I'll go. I said, that's the big mistake. Don't you ever go with your heart. Because the heart is what? Is desperately wicked and corrupt. That's what the Bible says. You must go with the word of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Never mind what your heart says. Go with the word of the Lord. Now, it's your heart that must agree with the word of God, not the other way around. You can't fit the word of God into your life and just try to make God do what you want. That's what a lot of people do. They look for things in the scripture that fit their lifestyle and try to make. That's not the way it works. God has put his word down. Hallelujah. You either obey and live or disobey and die. The consequences thereof. That's it. So, God is setting before you today life and a blessing if you obey. Death and curses if you disobey. And I'm going to tell you some other things here, you know, that may enlighten you if you allow the Lord to speak to you. I'm going to read to you here two stories in the Bible, or two narratives that Jesus gave. And then in one of them, I'm going to give you what the Lord gave me this weekend. In the book of Matthew chapter 7, turn with me, everybody, to Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Again, a popular text that most people know. But let me break it down to you as the Lord revealed it to me this weekend. In the book of Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, Jesus said, well, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven. Well, what was the thing that he said before, prior to that? Well, prior to that, he was even talking about, you know, in verse 16, he said, ye shall know them by their fruits. Because he warned people about false prophets, you know, that come in wolves' clothing and so forth. I mean, sheep's clothing, but there are ravenous wolves inside. That's verse 15. Then in verse 16, it says, ye shall know them by their fruits. That's how you know. You know, when you plant, you know, if you see a tree that's growing and you don't know, you know, anything about it, maybe when, it's still young and so forth, you know, well, don't worry about it. You know, if you don't understand what kind of tree it is, just wait until it bears fruit. Amen? When it bears fruit, you will be able to tell what kind of tree it is. If it bears an orange, I mean, then you know it's an orange tree, even if you didn't recognize it to start with. If it bears some other fruit, then you know it is that kind of tree. So by their fruits, you shall know them. You know, if you say, well, you know, I love the Lord and so forth, but you cannot obey the voice of the Lord and the word of the Lord. Well, I don't know. The Bible says these people, you know, they honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. You know, they do not sanctify me in their hearts because they do not obey my voice. And they not obey. The Lord even told Moses, he said, look, behold, I send my angel before you, and my voice is in him. Beware of him, you know, because he will not pardon your transgression. You know, if you go to the left or the right, he is going to deal with you. So you better listen to his voice. I tell you something, folks, the voice of the Lord carries his word. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, so, and the word of God cannot be separated from God. It's the same. You know, so if you disobey the word of God, you're point blank disobeying the Lord. Now listen to this. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 21. You know, in fact, let me read verses 18 and 19, just so you see how it is. Every, you know, say a good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit. Neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. So every tree that bringeth forth good fruit, that bringeth forth not good fruit, is hewn down and cast to the fire. That's the dangerous place to be. He said the same thing in John chapter 15. Now, he said, wherefore, by their fruits, you shall know them. Well, so, then he goes on to give this very dramatic narrative here. He said in verse 21, not everyone that says unto me, Lord. Now, who are the people that say unto Lord, the Lord, Lord? You know, religious people, church folks, you know, so-called believers and everybody. Everybody calls him Lord. You know, say, hey, he, you know, Lord, you know, this and that and so forth. And Lord said, well, that's all nice and good, but it's not enough. You know, just calling me Lord is not enough. Not anyone that says to me, not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. And the will of his Father is that you must obey his voice and do according, fear God and keep his commandments. This is the whole duty of man. That's the will of the Father. You know, if you are willing to obey the Lord, the voice of the Lord, you know, the voice of the Lord will lead you to repentance. And all these things that are in the word of God, everything is tied down to obeying the voice of the Lord. Now, he said, many will say unto me in that day, Lord. Now, this is where, you know, I want to bring this message down home to us. There'll be many people sitting here today. If you do not hearken to this word of the Lord from the Lord today, that you get your act in order and begin to obey the voice of the Lord and the commandment of the Lord and the word of the Lord, you might find yourself in this situation. Because on that day, many people, he said, will come to me and say, Lord, haven't we prophesied in your name? My goodness. These people had the gifts of prophecy. You know, they probably spoke in tongues, did all these things. And he said, look, in thy name we even cast out devils. My goodness. And in thy name we did wonderful works, heal the sick, preach, do whatever, you know. And Jesus said, well, Jesus didn't say they didn't do any of those things. He didn't argue with them that they didn't do it. But he said unto them nonetheless, in verse 23, but I will profess unto them and say, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that walk in iniquity. Because sin is a transgression of the law. And as long as you do not obey all the voice of the Lord, all the voice of the Lord. The Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 3, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God that comes from the Lord. Amen? Amen. You cannot pick some and choose some. You know, you can't do that. You know, so he said, look, there are many people, folks. And I tell you, many, many church-going folks will miss the rapture. Many, many people. I tell you why. Because they are not obeying the voice of the Lord. There are many, many husbands that will miss the rapture. They may be preachers or whatever, doesn't matter, because they are bitter against their wives, and they will not forgive their wives or whatever it is. There are many wives that will miss the same way because they do not reverence their husbands and they do not obey. See, when God said do this and you don't do it, you are not only doing it against the person, but you are doing it against the Lord. Because if the Lord said obey, you know, reverence your husband, and you don't do it, you are disobeying the Lord. You know, if the Lord said, don't be bitter against your wife, love your wives, but you be bitter against them and so forth like that, well, you are disobeying the voice of the Lord, and except you repent, the Bible says, you shall all likewise perish. Now, we don't want anybody to perish. That's why we preach like this. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. You know, and there'll be many, many children. Now, you young children, listen to me. Many children will be crying and wallowing when their parents have gone in the rapture. Because during the time that you should have been obeying your parents, you were listening to all those things and following the ways of cartoons and things that you see on television, and all this nonsense and all these evil spirits that are out there, and you don't obey your parents. Well, if you don't obey your parents, you know, they had a good lesson on this at Distinct on Friday. If you don't obey your parents and so forth, well, you know, you are setting up yourself for great destruction. And the same thing with the parents. You know, if you don't do everything that you're supposed to do concerning your children, you don't bring your children up in the way of the Lord and so forth like that. If you know, especially when the Lord commands you. Now, I tell you something. There is also, we are moving, folks. And that's another message for another day. But look, we are moving into even deeper things in the Word of God. You know, when God gives you the word of God in written form, and he also sometimes he'll give you in, you know, direct to you and so forth. Either way, if you disobey the voice of the Lord, it's the same thing. When the Lord tells you to do something, you don't do it. Like he told Saul what to do, he didn't do it. You know, he did part of it and said, I've done it. And the Lord said, no, you are rejected from being king. You know, that's how dangerous it is. You know, so these people, they did all these things, cast out devils, spoke in tongues, do all whatever and so forth. But on that day, you know, perhaps on that day, and this next parable will help you explain why some of them will miss it. It's a sobering thought, folks. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 25. And this is the one the Lord showed to me this way, this week. And I'm going to read this parable first the way it says it. Then I'm going to read it the way the Lord revealed it to me. And then perhaps it will help us to see the severity of these things. Now this is Matthew chapter 25, and I'm going to start at verse 31. Now when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, you know, and he shall separate them from one another as the shepherd divideth the sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand and the goats on his left. Then shall the king say to them that are on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom that's prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Why? Well, because when I was hungry, you gave me meat. And when I was thirsty, you gave me drink. And when I was a stranger, you brought me in. And when I was naked, you clothed me. And when I was sick, and so forth. You know, you visited me. I was in prison. You came to me. You did all these things. And then those people will say to him, Lord, we've never even met you. We have never met you. How is it then that we did all these things that you are saying that you are rewarding us for today? And then the Lord will say, well, do you remember the day that you did it to such and such? And then the books will be opened. See, the Bible said the books will be opened and the book of life. And then if God, you know, he'll begin to judge the people out of the things that were written in the books. Everything that you ever done according to the word of the Lord or against the word of the Lord is recorded in the books. And at the end of the people, at the end of it, folks, all that the people can say is, holy and righteous are thy judgments, O Lord. That's all they can say. Nobody will be able to say anything against the Lord when he comes down, you know, with those flaming, fiery eyes and so forth like that. And he's set on that throne. You know, nobody can say anything one way or the other, you know. So, open the books. And he said, do you remember the day that you gave it to such and such? And said, well, maybe they remember and maybe not, but the Lord will bring it to their remembrance. And say, oh, yeah. He said, well, you know, you were doing it to me. He said, well, that was just my neighbor down. The Lord said, well, you did it to me, you know. And he said, well, you remember the day that you did this and this to one of my children over there? He said, oh, yeah. You know, I said, well, the Lord bring it to their remembrance. Again, well, you did it to me, you know, and so forth. And say, oh, my. And those people were happy. He said, wow, well, bless the name of the Lord. Thank God that we did those things. And he said, enter thou into the joy of the Lord. And they would go. And then he turned to the people on the left and said, well, you know, he said, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire. Notice that. Everlasting fire. Prepare for the devil and his angels. Because when I was hungry, you gave me no meat. When I was thirsty, you gave me no drink. When I was a stranger, you did not, you know, take me in. When I was naked, you didn't clothe me. When I was sick and in prison, you did not visit me. And those other people too will say the same thing. We've never even met you, Lord. If we had met you, we would have worshipped you. Anything you said, we would have given it to you. How could we possibly, Lord, see you naked and not, you know? And the Lord said, well, remember that opportunity you had? When you saw that man, the other, and he just bring it, you know, and their lives will be just open before them. You can't deny it before the Lord, because the books are open, you know. And they had opportunity to do it, and they didn't do it. And it was marked against them, you know. I said, wow. Especially when they could have done it to one of the beloved saints, and they didn't do it. You know, so, I said, wow. And at the end, my goodness. It was bad news for those folks. Well, let me say it to you this way. Let me say it to you this way. There may be yet, you know, this thing that Jesus put here, this way he explained it here in Matthew 25, is not an exhaustive list. Because he spoke it to me a different way this weekend. You know. And there will be some to whom the Lord might say, well, you know, they come before the Lord and so forth like that. And the Lord might say, well, you know, depart from me, you wicked, and so forth. Because you were bitter against me. And because you did not respect or reverence me. And because you did not obey me, nor honor me, neither honored you, nor did you obey me. And they would say, well, Lord, how in the world could we have seen you and not respected you? Say, well, because you didn't respect your parents and you didn't honor your parents. If you don't honor your parents and you don't respect your parents, then you are disobeying the commandments of the Lord. And he said, well, Lord, how in the world was I ever bitter against you? Because you were bitter against your wife and you did not repent of it. And the Lord, you know, he's got a book. You know, you say, well, you know, who then can be saved? By the grace of the Lord. Amen. Amen. That's right. But you must tremble at the word of the Lord. If this thing, you know, if you are like the pigeon, you know, the pigeon, the rain falls on them and they just shake it off. Nothing happens. You know, you don't shake it, just brush it off. If this word comes to you, you just brush it off. It has no meaning. Then maybe your conscience is already seared. And that's a dangerous place to be. We need to tremble at the word of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, there were some kings in the Bible. When they would hear the voice of the Lord, the good ones, when the priests would come and the scribes would come and read to them, when they would find, they said, we found the scrolls. And they would bring it and they would read and they say, my goodness, this is what the Lord said. And they put ashes on their head and they would weep before the Lord and say, Lord, we have sinned. And the Lord would have mercy. But some others, they would be arrogant and say, well, you know, it doesn't matter, you know, and so forth. Well, if you do not honor your father and your mother, whereas the Bible calls specifically for it, you are disobeying the commandments of the Lord. If you do not love your wife like Christ loved the church, you are disobeying the commandments of the Lord. Because that's what he said. Love your wife. There's no if and ends about it. And if you do not honor or respect and reverence your husband, you know. Now, I know we live in America and so forth like that, you know. But, you know, do you suppose that America is above the word of the Lord? Or that this culture is up? You know, people say, well, this is America and so forth. You can do anything you want. Well, you may do anything you want in America, but when you stand before the Lord, you will pay the price for it. Because the word of God is forever settled in heaven. And God is not going, the scripture cannot be broken. God is not going to change his word, you know, and so forth, you know, and all that. So, you know, he says, you know, this is the way it has to be. You know, the Bible says the husband is ahead of the wife. Not the other way around. And I see that in America here and some other places, it's the other way around. Well, that's why those homes don't last. It doesn't work because that's not God's pattern. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. But Christ is also the head of the man. So don't you men get off and say, well, you know, I'm the head of the wife and so forth. Well, if you disobey Christ, well, you know, then you are going to face the Lord as well. You must also obey the Lord. You must repair the altar in your home. You must be, you want to be the head, then you must also be the priest in your house. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Jesus was prophet and priest before he became King of Kings. And so, you know, you must be priest. You must be prophet. You must have the word of the Lord in your house if you want to be king. You know, we know he has made us priests and kings, but a lot of people will lose their birthright, saith the Lord. Their birthright, which is yours, don't lose it through disobedience. Now, obedience also brings covering anointing. We've already preached that message about 2 years ago. You'll find it on the website. Anointing, you know, covering anointing through obedience or whatever, something like that. You know, but, you know, if you disobey the voice of the Lord in any of these things that we have laid out today, and you say, well, it doesn't matter, you know, and so forth. Well, I want to let you know today that God will hold everybody accountable for this word. Amen? Amen. Now, you, your children, listen to me as well. There are many children, when I say children, I mean youngsters. And I'm just talking about kids, especially teenagers in this church. Many people run around this church that are disobedient to authority. You know, just disobedient. You don't want to obey anything. Your parents say, don't do something, you caught behind their back to go do it. You know, and so forth. The parents say, don't get on the internet, and so forth. Then you go and sneak behind them, and so forth, and do it. You know, and all that. I mean, do one thing or the other and so forth. Just obey, you know, everything. You know, even sometimes, I'll tell you something, folks. I have spoken to youngsters in this church, point blank, to do something, and some of them will just point blank not do it. Can you imagine? And some of them, the first word out of their mouth is an argument when you ask them to do something. But there are also some very well-behaved and blessed ones as well. Amen. Amen, folks. Amen. That's right. They're not all like that. And some of them and so forth, they're always, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, and so forth like that. And they know the right thing to do and all that. You know, well, you know, I tell you something, folks. You need to be doing it. We heard this also in Distinct last Friday. You need to be doing these things at home. If you're not doing it at home, you won't be able to do it in the church either. You know, but everywhere you are, you must be obedient, you know, to whatever authority is in place. Amen. Amen, folks. Amen. If you are at home, you be obedient to the home authority. If you are in school, you be obedient to the school authority. If you are at work, you be obedient to your work authority, whether it's your boss or whatever. And it, you know, and if you are at the church, you be obedient to the church authority as well. Now, if you don't want to obey, then don't be a part of it. If you don't want to obey your boss, then you can't work there. Amen. It's that simple. You know, so, and it goes for every other thing, you know, and so on. And, you know, if children don't learn this obedience, you know, when you young folks do something and you think you get away with it now, and I want to challenge the parents, don't let your kids get away with it. Because Eli let his kids get away with all of these things, and look at what happened to Shiloh. You know, God destroyed everything. Because Eli would not rebuke his kids. You know, some parents just let their kids get away. Don't let your kids get away. Hold them accountable. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. But if you kids think that you can get away with it, you know, well, that's why a lot of people end up in jail. Because when they are young enough and they do things, they get away with it, they disobey authority and so forth, and they get away with it. Sometime when you are old enough and you go and disobey some authority, and you're in jail. Are you still with me, folks? Because that's the reason. People who disobey authority when they are young, they disregard the law as well when they get older. And when they disregard the law, then nobody's going to tell you to go and sit in the corner. They send you into the dungeon or the slammer, as they say it. Well, you don't want that. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, we are persuaded better things of you, though we thus speak. But I am constrained by the Lord to speak these words. You know, and I must say these things. Praise ye the Lord. Now, after we have declared the counsel of God, we are also going to hold you accountable. And if you still do not want to obey or follow the word of God, then it's up to you then. But it won't be because we didn't tell you. Amen. Because see, I've got I got a price too, you know, to pay. You know, the price is declare the word of God without fear or favor. You got to say it. You know, because if I don't say it, God will hold me accountable. You know, and I don't want to be any part of that. Praise the Lord. So we've got a challenge before us today. Now, I summarize this message because of time. There's a lot more that I could say. But here is the deal. The summary of a whole matter is for us to fear God and to keep his commandments. And his commandments are in this book of the word of God. He said, this book of the word of God shall not depart out of your mouth. You meditate upon it day and night. Praise the Lord. Anything that is commanded in this book, from Genesis to Revelation, you can't say it doesn't matter. Praise the Lord. Everything matters. Everything, you know, everything that God said, and I don't like to, you know, just zero in on one area or not the other. That's why I just try to put it across the broad spectrum. No matter what it is that God has said, because he, you know, God gave me a different perspective this weekend, And I began to see, you know, how many might come and say, well, you know, this and that. And the Lord said, depart from me, you know. And it could be because you disregarded some part of the word of God. Because Jesus said, I have one that will judge on that day the word which I have spoken. But there is also good news. Hallelujah. There is good news of all the blessings of the one that keeps the word of God here on earth. But there's also good news for, you know, if you will keep the word of God. Jesus said, behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to every man according as his work shall be. You know, so that's what Jesus is looking for. You know, what is it? You know, you're not rewarded for who you are. You are rewarded for what you do. You'll be rewarded for what you do. And what you do is whether you keep the word of the Lord or you don't keep it. You know, whether you obey the voice of the Lord, whether you hearken diligently today to all of these things that we are saying or you don't. Whether these words will enter into your ears, you know, and so forth. Now, let me tell you something too. You know, there are some people that need to repent. You know, you need to examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. Whether you are keeping the word of God, whether you are doing things the right way, you know, and so forth. You know, and if some blessings are eluding you in your life, if your life is upside down, whereas it should be smooth, perhaps it is because, you know, you have not given, you know, complete heed to the word of the Lord. Perhaps it is because you are not hearkening to his commandments or his statutes and so forth. You know, maybe it is any of those things. I don't know. But here is good news. In John 8, chapter 51, verily, verily, I say unto you, hallelujah. If a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. How many of you can say praise the Lord? You say, well, what about all those people that saw death? Well, I don't know what he's talking about, but I'm going to try by the grace of God to keep his saying. Praise the Lord. And I believe that if we keep his saying, we shall never see death. You know, not only physical death, but also spiritual death. And not only spiritual death, but also physical death. I believe that Enoch walked with God. He kept his saying. And he was not, because God took him. Praise the name of the Lord. And I don't believe that the only way to leave this world is to die the physical death. You know, I believe you can live, you can walk with God, and you can be translated like Enoch. Amen. Amen, amen, folks. Amen. I believe it with all my heart. Because if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. He'll just be translated just like that. Praise ye the name of the Lord. You know, and so all of these benefits we lay before you today. And all of these, you know, blessings on one side and all the other judgments on the other side. Let's stand to our feet here this morning. Now, ye have heard the word of the Lord, and ye have seen what disobedience will do. Now, some of you young folks and so forth, you know, you may not be exactly, you know, young children. You may be teenage, you may be in your 20s, you may be whatever. It doesn't matter. You still got to obey the Lord. You got to obey the word of the Lord. You know, you got to obey your parents as well. If you live at home, we heard that. Last Friday too, you know, so, and if you are not doing these things, well, the wrath of God is upon the children of disobedience, and we don't want any children of disobedience in this church. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I don't want to be a child of disobedience either. It's not, this message is not just only to children, it's to everybody, you know, and so forth. You know, so we must all, as you know, aspire to keep the word of the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Now, these things are the things that are important. You know, Jesus said in the same chapter of Matthew 7 that I read to you, he said, he closed that whole sermon by saying, look, any man that listens to my word and does these things that I've been telling you, he's going to be like somebody that plants or builds his house upon the rock. But if the one that doesn't listen will be like the one that built his house upon the sand. When the floods came and beat vehemently upon that house, the one that heard my sayings and kept my sayings, which is like somebody that built upon a solid rock, his house will withstand the flood. But the one that did not hear my sayings or keep my words, his house will fall, and great will be the fall of that house. Now, you don't want your house to fall flat. You don't want your life to fall flat. Now, I'm going to give everybody a chance here today. Now, there are some of you that have not even given your lives to the Lord, because the spirit of disobedience is working in the children. You know, as long as you are outside the family of God, the spirit of disobedience is ruling your life. There's no question about that one. You know, but even for those who have given their lives to Christ, say, well, I've confessed Christ as my Savior. Well, you must follow all of the word of God. You cannot take a ratio, ration it out and say, well, if I do 51%, therefore I'm good. No, you're not. You know, be ye therefore also perfect, as your heavenly Father is perfect. Praise ye the Lord. First of all, if you are here today, see, and you haven't even begun to repair your relationship with God, I admonish you today, be ye reconciled unto God. You want to be reconciled today unto God, I'm going to give you an opportunity to come out here. And also, if you are here today and you heard this word, and the Bible has said that this is the man to whom I will look, he that trembles at my word. If you have heard the word of God today, harden not your hearts. Don't shake it off like the water on the bird's feathers. And don't do any of this. You just don't worry about it and so forth. Let it just go. For those of you young children, maybe next time I'll call out your names. But today, I won't do that. But one day I may do it, because the Bible says, then that sin, rebuke openly that others may fear. Maybe I'll do it one day. And some of you children, you think, we don't know what you're doing and so forth. Yeah. Well, I can tell you something. I've even seen some things that some of you are doing on Facebook that you didn't think I would see. But I saw it. And I've seen some foul language that some of you are using, which you didn't think anybody would see, but I've seen it. And if I've seen it, how much more the Lord? Amen. Now, I want all the young children who have not been obeying their parents, disobedient to authority, disobedient to parents. You know, remember, the Bible says in the last days, this is how they will be, disobedient to parents, disobedient to authority, and all of these things and so forth. Well, if you be disobedient, you don't want to be left behind. Because when the trumpet sounds, your parents might go, and all the disobedient children will be behind. And the disobedient wives and so forth that have not respected their husbands, the mean and bitter husbands that have not loved their wives, all of us, there's nobody. One time, you know, the tower fell on some people, and they were telling Jesus, well, you know, those people and so forth. And Jesus said, look, you think that those people were sinners above the others? In Luke chapter 13. But he said, look, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise be coming under the judgment. So I'm going to give you an opportunity. Come forward this morning and confess your faults before the Lord. Every one of you that have not walked perfectly with a perfect heart before the Lord concerning the ways of the Lord, especially when you have disregarded the word of God, you just say, well, that doesn't matter. And you know point blank what the Lord said, but you have disobeyed. Come forward this morning and let's believe the Lord. One time Moses said, Lord, he stood in there, and I read that and I said, wow, Lord, you know, I pray that I'll be able to stand in the gap for the people of God. Like David, he stood in the gap. Moses, he stood in the gap. He said, Lord, these are your people. You know, and if you will not, you know, save them and do all of this and so forth, then wipe me off. He stood in the gap. And sometimes, you know, I try to do that and so forth. I say, Lord, you know, your people and so forth. You know, I feel unworthy sometimes. But I tell you something, folks. I preach the word of God to you today. Now, if you are here standing in front of me this morning, I'm going to give you an opportunity, you know, before I pray for you, to just go back to your seat and not be a part of this prayer. You say, why would you say a thing like that? Well, because God has no pleasure in fools. A fool is somebody that stands in the house of God and makes a promise with his own mouth and is not ready to keep it. That's what the Bible says. So before you make any promise here today that, oh, I'm going to do all these things. You know, that's the children of Israel, they used to do that. They would tell the Lord, oh, we'll do all these things and so forth. The next minute, they are back to their ways. The dog has returned to his vomit, said the Lord. But, so I'm going to give you an opportunity. If you are here, you're standing here, especially you young people, you don't want to obey your parents and so forth. You want to cut up and do all these things that you do, run around and do all this kind of stuff and don't want to obey anybody. I'm going to give you an opportunity to go back to your seats. But if you stand here today, then I'm going to pray that the grace of God will come upon your lives. Amen. You say, because it's difficult. I want to do good. Some people have told me, I want to do the, but I don't know, you know, and so forth. Well, that the grace of God is going to come upon you. Yeah. Hallelujah. I am going to pray, and I want everybody to throw up your hands and let's pray. Let's believe the Lord together. Lord Jesus, behold your people that are standing before you. In various ages, some of you are here. Well, you say, well, I'm a grown person now. Well, maybe you disobeyed the Lord. You disobeyed your parents. You disrespected your parents. And you never did repent of it. It's still against you, said the Lord. You will have to repent of it. You must repent of it. Now, for those who are here today, Lord, as they stand before you, they stand before you, Lord, not before me. I ask the grace of God Almighty upon their lives in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for the forgiveness of sins that we have through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, for those of you who are here, I want you to confess your unrighteousness and the fact that you have disobeyed the voice of the Lord. And here is the kind of prayer that I want you to pray. I want you to pray with me and say after me, Lord Jesus, I have sinned. I have not obeyed from my heart every word of God. I have not followed with all my heart all of your statutes. I have not trembled at your word as I should have. And I have not kept your commandments. You are a righteous God. And because of my sin, this confusion of faces have befallen me. Now, Lord, I beseech you, have mercy upon me. I turn unto you with all my heart today. Give me the grace to be obedient to thy word. Give me the grace to be obedient to all your ways, to follow your ways, to love the Lord with all my heart, to fear him and to keep his commandments all my days, that he may be well with me. Grant it, Father, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now I will pray for you. You pray that prayer with your mouth, you know, and so forth like that. And I invite some of you that pray that prayer, especially if you have never experienced it, I invite you to also come for water baptism this week on Saturday. I invite you to say, look, I'm going to bury that old man and I'm going to come into newness of life. And I invite you from today forth to take that challenge of walking in his ways. Amen. Father, Lord Jesus, let your grace be abundant upon these people. Amen. Beginning with me, Lord, let your grace be abundant upon me. For I have preached thy word today, even to your people, Lord. And you said, this is the man that shall be least in the kingdom of God. He that will teach others to do, but he himself will not do it, will be the least in the kingdom of God. I don't want to be the least in the kingdom of God. Therefore, Lord, first I pray for myself, that after I have preached to others, I myself should not be a castaway. Have mercy upon me. Have mercy upon all these my people that stand before the Lord today. Those who are here because they have been disobedient to your word in one way or the other. Those who are here because they have been disobedient to their parents. That's the same thing as being disobeying the Lord. Those who are here because they've been bitter against their wives, same thing as being disobeying the Lord. Those who are here because they are being disrespectful to their husband, Satan has disobeyed the Lord. And whatever it is, even as ministers of God, we have not followed the voice of the Lord, the voice of the angel of the Lord. Whatever it is that we have not done, Lord, that has made us to be disobedient to thy ways, we confess it as it is this day. Have mercy upon us, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And let the grace of God be renewed in our lives to circumcise our hearts. Circumcise your hearts this day before the Lord, folks. Tremble at his word. Even as many of you as have come forward, tremble at his word. Tremble at his word. Put away from thy tabernacles the nature of disobedience, the root of disobedience. Put it away from you, and the Lord shall receive you, and you will be his sons and his daughters, and he will be your father. Thank you, Father. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. In Jesus' mighty name,
amen.
We pray. Now, before you leave, I want you to raise your hands, those of you that came out. And I want you to sing. And if you find that song, put it up for me. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb. I want to pledge, you know, not to anything else. You know, I mean, you young children, you do these pledges in your schools all the time. Pledge to the flag of America. So that's wonderful. Well, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about allegiance to the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb with all my strength, with all I am. I will seek to honor his commands. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb. And if you want to make this pledge today, sing this song with me and the Lord will give you the grace. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb with all my strength, with all I am. I will seek to honor his commands. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb. With all my strength, with all I am, I will seek to honor his commands. I pledge allegiance to the Lord. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb. With all my strength, with all I am, I will seek to honor his commands. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb. With all I am, with all I am, I will seek to honor his commands. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb.
Hallelujah. The Lord grant unto you the grace to keep this allegiance, even as it is this day, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Let's put our hands together for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.